Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Much with your word, but even if you don't, at least you can listen to the word. What will that take out of you? Seriously, would that harm you to take 30 minutes to listen to a Facebook Live, to even share it? Would that harm you? Would that do you harm? We got people all the way in Africa in villages where they going under persecution for killing Christians. They saying, yeah, Apostle, yes, Daddy, I am in the village and I'm listening to your Facebook Live sermon and it is changing my life. It's changing my life, Papa.
Yes.
We got people all the way. I'm not good at doing an England accent. My wife good at it. But we got people all the way in England. Apostle, I'm listening to you. If the message is revolutionary, we have to get you and your wife over here. It's changing my children's life. All the way in these different countries, and all the way, I'm going to say this. I told the last church I was at, I said that I planted, I said, if you don't appreciate your prophet, God will raise them up, and he is sending them somewhere else. He is sending them to people who value them. I've seen it with my bishop. My bishop, he raised up a church of 500. The people became stiff-necked. They didn't appreciate him. They didn't honor him no more. They just stopped listening. Him and his wife for years sacrificed, pointing to them constantly, revolutionary teachings. And he said it. He said, God would take your pastor or your apostle, and he would send them to somewhere where the people will not reject the word. It's in Scripture. They didn't receive Jesus. He shook the dust from his sandals, and he kept it moving. You better appreciate your deliverer. You better appreciate the one you assigned to. You better appreciate these teachings. Everybody, I'm telling you, it's a lot of junk out there, a lot of junk food, a lot of people getting spiritual cavities. When you got it, you better hold on to it and utilize it. It's people that's paying with their life. They're dying to hear the word of God preach. And we getting fat, and we sitting in our air condition, and we got our nice cars, our nice benefits, our nice 401ks, and we not doing nothing with it. To log on a Facebook, that's a privilege in some countries. To listen to a sermon, that's a privilege in some countries. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. You can't even take 40 minutes. We got 24 hours out of the day, and we don't even give God an hour. Think about that. We don't even give God an hour of prayer. We don't give him an hour of worship. We don't even want to give him an hour of reading our word, or even the easiest thing, laying on our backside and pressing play to listen to the word. My God, people talk about, there's this thing going around called white privilege. People putting that up, white privilege. Nah, Christian privilege, human being privilege. You're so privileged. Your life is so comfortable that you're forgetting about the things of God. You're focusing more on how to get that promotion. You're focusing more on how to get that man, and you might not even keep him once you get him, especially if you ain't trying to find the word of God.
Hello. Amen. Amen.
Ooh, ouch, that stings. Remember what we teach here at KCI. We teach your mentors are not necessarily going to always tell you what you want to hear, like your gossiping girlfriend. Oh, yeah, girl, that look nice. In the back of her head, she needs to take that raggedy thing off. We ain't going to tell you what you necessarily want to hear, but we're going to tell you what you need to hear. Everybody talking about love. Now, that's true love.
Amen.
I ain't going to send you off on no cliff.
Thank
you understand
you,
what I'm saying? Apostle April ain't going to send you off on no cliff. Y'all got to come up.
Yes,
you ain't got to be perfect, but you got to come up. I'm challenging myself daily. Invest in yourself, you guys. Invest in yourself by reading. Read the Bible, but read other books too. Some of y'all leaders, and I don't know when the last time y'all picked up a book. I'm looking in the spirit right now. So I know what God is showing me is the truth.
Yes, yes.
Even if you got to read a book, a chapter a day, whatever. The Bible, but other books too. The best leaders are readers.
Amen.
You can't. What? It ain't no excuse. We see you on Facebook, or some people from my staff. Yeah, they on Facebook. What they doing that much on Facebook? They ain't listening to your sermon. That's their prerogative. I'm not a dictator. I can't force you to. I'm not gonna force feed you. But I'm saying seriously, is it that bad? That's what I start to think. Like, is my sermons that bad? But last I heard, it's changing people's lives. People all on my Facebook Live feeling fire, warm heat. Where they do that at? People getting healed. They coughing up tumors off of listening to a Facebook Live. It must not be that bad. Where do you hear people coughing up tumors from listening to a Facebook Live? That stuff is like some stuff out of the movies.
Man.
Mm-hmm. But we don't value it, though. So, hey, it is what it is. But I have to say this. You would know what the Holy Spirit, if y'all, for those of you all who just coming on here, the replay is going to be on the website concerning the Holy Spirit. A lot of churches not teaching this today. A lot of people coming on social media not teaching this today. And we taught on it several times over the years, but I just did the latest one. And I wanted to encourage people because a lot of people don't understand having the full measure or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I really wanted to encourage you all today with that. Go back and listen to the replay. It'll be on the website, www.kci.world. Because this stuff is what we're teaching is helping you out. It's for your growth.
Yeah.
So I love you, but it's time to get better. I heard somebody say, somebody said to me about people, hard taskmasters, and then I'm done. Hard taskmasters having unrealistic expectations. It was a couple that was a part of our ministry. They're long gone. They left or whatever, and they was talking about being a hard taskmaster and having unrealistic expectations of people. I said, so you telling me? It's an unrealistic expectation for you to read your Bible. It's an unrealistic expectation for you to pray 30 minutes out of 24 hours. It's an unrealistic expectation for you to learn how to pay your tithe. All of these things in the Word that I preach, you telling me I'm a hard taskmaster because I'm preaching Bible to you? You telling me it's hard? My little daughter, she know how to pay her tithes, but it's hard for you, but it's not hard for her. You telling me these things are unrealistic expectations? No. Those are excuses. That's what that is.
That's right.
Those are excuses. We love to pacify the flesh and make excuses. I used to do it. But you know the difference with me is I did it when I was a sinner. When I came into the maturity of growth and growth of the things of Christ, I stop making excuses, and I start having accountability and saying, no, it's not hard because the Bible tells us, it says, my yoke is light. It is easy. Jesus said his yoke is easy. It's not hard. It's hard because I'm making it hard. I don't want to change. I don't want to grow. That's why it's hard. That's why it's hard. It's not an unrealistic expectation. You got so much potential in you, man of God, woman of God. You just got to want to do it. I say this, and my wife say this all the time. People do what they want to do. 12 o'clock midnight, you hungry. You going to travel across town to get that McDonald's cheeseburger if you want it. People do what they want to do. You can't get to church on Sunday because you say you ain't got no transportation, yet there's buses that run. But somebody say, hey, come over here to the west side and you stay on the south side. Come get this $1,000. I guarantee you, you will make it happen. You will find a way. People do what they want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. Amen.
You making excuses, and especially if you're a leader, shame on you.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror and stop blaming society for your life. Blame you, yourself. Grow up. We all get it hard, especially if we believers.
Amen.
But that don't mean just give a pity party, a woe is me, and the world is against me, and stop it. You can't grow that way, especially if you're a leader and you talking like that. You are distorting sheep in the body. You making them become woe is me, having woe is me spirits. You creating little woe is me spirits before they can even get out the foundation of the milk.
Amen.
You telling them to have feel sorry for me spirits. Now listen, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm preaching right now. But people come to me all the time, and they have struggles and issues in life. And the Bible tells us that it says that the shepherd should be tender to Israel. So I have a tender heart. I have compassion. I understand. But then there's always a flip side of things. You can't give too much understanding and too much tenderness. Sometimes some people need tough love.
Amen.
I did a sermon on Facebook Live, the 40-year-old in the basement. Remember that, Apostle Abraham, the 40-year-old in the basement.
Yes, beautiful.
What are you going to give your 40-year-old in the basement that ain't got no job, he's stinking, he ain't doing nothing with his life, you going to continue to have understanding for him? You going to continue to have compassion for him? You going to continue to say, oh, it's okay, Billy. Billy, it's okay. You about to turn 41. You ain't got no job. You ain't got no career. You living in mommy and daddy basement. You ain't got no relationships. None of that. It's okay. No, you ain't. At least I'm not. I'm going to say, man, you need to get up and get a job. You need to go wash under your arms. Take that mustiness off. You need to clean up this room. You need to get your stuff together because you got too much potential.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Yes, it's the same context when we teaching our leaders and our sons and daughters. It's the same concept. But because we don't think of it like that, we get emotional. Oh, they're picking on me. Oh, they hurting me. Oh, why? Why? It's too hard. They're hard taskmasters. No.
No, it's not.
No. It's love.
Amen.
It's love. That's real love. I'm not going to see you stay in the dirt. I'm not going to see you stay in the mud. You too good for that. The Jesus inside of you was greater than that.
Yes.
What are you going to do? You want me to just not say anything? And 10 years from now, your life's still messed up? Then we got people that want to blame the church for that. Oh, they didn't teach me. They didn't say anything. The church hurt me. They didn't say anything. They didn't teach me. I'm going to stay at home. I'm not going to church anymore because they did this to me. It's like we can't win for losing. What do you want? This is what Paul said because he was dealing with people. He said this. True leaders that deal with people understand this. He said, have I now become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
No,
you're not my enemy.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You guys are greater than that. But thank you. That's what we need to hear. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, my bishop, some of y'all wouldn't even made it under my bishop.
My bishop
preached. He preached fire and brimstone. Ooh-wee, he used to cut it up. Oh, I used to be in that pew stinging. I used to be stinging like, my God. Oh, I'd be like, ouch, that hurts, but I need more of it. Come on, Bishop, I need more of it because I want to grow. I'm not the type of man that make excuses.
Hallelujah, yes.
The woe is me complex. The woe is me complex. I grew up in a household with people who blame society for everything, blame the church, blame man, blame everybody for what they're going through. And I said, you know what? I see that as my example right there because that's what I seen growing up. I said, I'm not going to be that type of man.
Amen.
I'm not going to blame everybody for my shortcomings. No, Andrew, it's your fault. It's the choices you made.
Amen.
Amen.
But you know what, though? Watch this. I guarantee this. I speak it prophetically. Even after this message about the Holy Spirit, and even after me speaking what I'm just speaking on now, it's going to be some people that get in their feelings, get in their emotions, and then they're going to post a woe is me status.
Yes.
or they're going to talk about it. You know, and he was hurting me, and, you know, hard taskmasters, unrealistic expectations. Ain't nobody perfect.
Oh, Jesus.
God knows my heart. That's what these new age, quote unquote, saints are saying today. God knows my heart. Yeah, he know your heart, and that's why he's trying to get it right. He's trying to get all that corruptness out of it.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Black Nostradamus. Thank you.
You see what I'm saying? So I encourage you. This way, I just touch bases on a lot of things. On a lot of things. I touch bases on why people ain't following, listen to the Facebook Live. I got people in other countries and in other all around the United States that's following us and really taking hold of it. I just touched on that. I just touched on you stop blaming other people and look in the mirror. That is the first beginning to deliverance. They even teach that in AA. AA actually was founded on Christian principles. You have to say, I am a alcoholic, I am a drug addict. You have to say to yourself, I am a slacker, I have failed, but I can do better.
Slap in the face reality.
Take ownership.
I was just rebuking a spiritual daughter early this morning. I was telling her some things, and she started getting her emotions in her flesh. She probably got so offended she ain't even listened to the sermon. I don't know. Hopefully she is. But she began to, after I explained it to her, she was like, yeah, I see what you're saying, Dad. When we begin to listen and hear from a place of the spirit and not of a place of offense or the place of emotions and the place of flesh, that's when we can move further in our calling, in our purpose, in our destiny. We're living in a time, y'all, where we need as much spiritual application, spiritual food as we can get, as much as we can get. Don't get caught up in the things of this world. Don't forget about your relationship with God. Part of your relationship is feeding your soul with the word of God. I love you guys so very much. It was some other things that I wanted to say, but I'll probably touch bases on it a little bit later. I love y'all. For those of you all just coming on here, go back and listen to the replay. Go back and listen to the replay. It's not hard to listen to a sermon that's online. Go back and feed your spirit, man. We love you. We love you. We're about to get ready to travel some more. Keep us uplifted. Keep us in your prayers. KCI, followers, partners, fans, members, so forth, everyone, keep us in prayer because there's many things that's taking place in this world right now. Keep the airports in your prayers because there's some things that I've seen in the realms of the spirit. Keep the airports in your prayers and just continue to pray and pray without ceasing in Jesus' wonder working. We love you and I turn
to
you.
Amen.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.